We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I feel like you loved it.
No, I hated it. I hated it.
If anyone could see the anger in PJ's eyes.
It was like raining all the time. I was always getting mucky. And then everyone was just smacking off each other. I hated it.
No, like, thing is, to be fair, I also hated rugby. Hey, mammies. I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
Episode Woo! 13.
Oh, you went straight in with the episode 13.
Dun, dun, dun. Let's just talk about it. How are we feeling? 13, unlucky for some.
People take it way too seriously. Like, they'd be taking number 13 out of elevators and rows and seats. And I'm like, babe, calm down. Bit extreme.
Do you remember the time in Ireland they changed the license plates of the cars to 131 because they didn't want it as just 13?
Some hippie in the office. It's pure superstitious, like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, am I superstitious?
I kind of love the number 13.
Are you superstitious, do you think?
No, I'm not. The only time I thought ghosts were real was when I was in the scouts and we used to do like this, they used to tell us like ghost stories around the campfire, right?
Yeah.
And then they used to do this thing, bring us on a ghost walk.
In the scouts?
Which is basically like, it sounds a bit pedo-y, but it's not. But like they used to, I thought you were looking at me.
I thought it was triggering for you.
No, it's basically like they take you on a walk like around like the dark country roads, right?
And then, stop it.
No, this is what happens. And then one of the...
And then you get touched by a ghost.
No. One of the leaders used to like disappear. And then they'd be like, where's Paul? And then everyone'd be like, oh my God, the ghost got him.
What the heck? Is that superstition? You just started going on for a minute about ghosts. It's ghost superstition. Well, yeah. Save it for the Halloween, eh?
But ghosts is superstition because if you're ghosts are...
No, superstition is to do with luck and bad luck, right?
No.
Is
there
it?
There is superstitious. Writings on the wall. Who done the writing? The ghosts. I'm also superstitious when it comes to magpies. I think every Irish person is.
See, that's what I was going to say. I wouldn't classify myself as being particularly superstitious. But then again, I'm forever waving at magpies. I just give them like another...
A bit of a wave.
A pure Irish.
Since we spoke to you last, lads, it's been a crazy 2 weeks, hasn't it?
I think we sound like absolute wankers saying that, but it actually has been manic.
But like the reason why we were so mental is because we were prepping for our first live show.
Guys, we've it done and all already and it actually feels like it didn't even happen.
It feels like a dream. Like we're recording the day after the live show and like I was saying to Kevin there when I came in, I was like, it feels like yesterday it didn't even happen.
It was over and done like that.
Everyone was just so lovely. So thank you so much for coming. We really appreciate it. And for people who couldn't go in because they weren't UCC students. We are putting on public shows soon, so watch this space. We're going to announce them soon. And Gardens Row Week as well, because now we have merchandise.
You may have seen we dropped that merch at our first live gig. And are we allowed to be obsessed with our own merchandise? I know we have to say that it's unreal, but I'm actually obsessed with
it. I'm weak. Lana turned it out with the graphics.
Yeah.
Illustrations, Lana Calvert, and then we just like banged it on the tees and the totes, and it looks iconic. I love it so much. We're working on doing like an online store where like you can buy them online if you're like, if our any of our girlies in Australia or America want to buy some.
Like, the thing is, I am hanging now, but I'm still like, I'm still reveling in last night. But even this morning when I woke up, I went to bed at like midnight last night after the show. Then we were up at 5 for the flight and there were literal tears coming out of my eyes. I was that tired. But then once I saw you in the airport, I was absolutely buzzing again. I love being next to someone you know on a flight or just like someone you can chat to.
I was having a skit. Even though I wanted to sleep, but I couldn't because we were so giddy.
Oh my God, everything was making us laugh as well. And also, like, how many flights back to Ireland would we do in a year? Like,
Like, we're killing the environment. It's actually very bad.
We do apologise, Greta Thunberg. We are typically good.
No,
for
we're
other
good,
bits.
Yeah. We do our don't bring our plastic bags. We do our reusable bottles.
We do our keep cups, but like,
we don't eat red meat. But like,
but when it comes to seeing our mams, like, we're not making exceptions. So yeah. Like, we have to fly home a fair bit. But I've never seen a Ryanair host on a flight.
He was stunning.
He was so handsome. And because I was with you, I'd never have confidence about me. So I was...
Kevin was like, will I give him my number? I was like, yeah, do it.
We were in what, row 5 or something? Yeah. And he was like looking after us. I couldn't even watch him doing the demo. And usually I'm enthralled because I love watching the Ryanair girlies do the demo. It's
I
so
love
funny.
It. It's like a dance routine, like.
But his was so like... seductive. He knew it. I felt like he was doing it for
babe,
us.
Oh babe, we were so obvious and he was loving it. And like at one stage during the demo, I think he did a body ripple. He was like attached the seatbelt.
And the bit where it says, oh, there's also a mouthpiece for further inflation or deflation. I was like tapping pee. When he went to put his lips to it, I was like pee, pee.
Basically we were objectifying the flight attendant.
Oh,
which is
completely
horrible.
We're so sorry, but at the same time, like, we were so tired and we needed it.
And he was also having a skit with us.
He was loving it. And then the other flight attendant, who was also male and I feel was also a homosexual, went up to him and was chatting to him like midway through the flight, and I was like,
Kevin was getting jealous.
I was actually raging.
My favourite thing about this whole story is that Kevin turns to me and goes, I could never be a Ryanair flight attendant, like, they don't let him wear tight shirts.
What's the story with that though? Like 2019 and they've their shirts nearly down to their wrists and their short sleeve shirts. Like, if I was to be an air host, you'd want it fitted. You know what I mean? Especially like if you're going to be doing Mile Highly bits, like, which you're not going to be, but like if you want to be living the fantasy.
Babe, you can't do Mile Highly bits on a Ryanair flight. Where are you going to go? Everyone would just see you.
But like, just in case if you wanted to pretend yourself that you could, or if you wanted to like
serve the fantasy.
You know what I mean? Or if there's like a businessman on his flight like heading back to London and you want to be like,
you're watching way too much porn.
I'm definitely not. Okay. Can we edit that out? No, but like, you know what I mean? Like 2019, give him a fitted shirt. I'm not talking like Zara muscle fit, but at the same time, just so I can see that a bit of bicep and tricep, you know what I mean?
So guys, Kevin's starting a petition to get like, I know the Ryanair pilots are going on strike and stuff because they're not getting paid enough, but Kevin's actually starting a petition to get the flight attendants tighter shirts. What else do we get up to? Like, these 2 weeks have just been a blur.
Literally.
So, oh my God, I was back in Dublin for Jose's birthday and everything.
Oh yeah, Jesus, that was when, last week?
Yeah, fuck, like, see, that's how much has been going on. Like, we've been running ragged.
How was his birthday? What did you get up to? Did you do bits?
Oh my God, it was so nice. Like, we had breakfast with the fam. Mm. Then we spent the day, just me and him. Like, we went for massages. We got some notions and went to the Marco Hotel in Dublin.
Oh, cute.
The glam. Done a bit of sauna bits. Done a bit of swimming
what?
Bits.
You can't just say, oh, we've done a bit of sauna bits. People are going to be off the walls.
Not gay sauna, babe. Just like posh people sauna.
No, but I mean, like, what were you doing in the sauna?
Getting warm, like.
So Sweating.
That's what we were doing in the sauna. Get your mind out the gutter, babe.
But you just goes, oh, we were doing sauna bits. Just say we did the sauna or whatever.
We went into the sauna. Just to clarify, we didn't have sex in the sauna. Imagine us trying to have sex in the sauna. I'd be banged.
You know in porn when they'd be riding in the saunas? Surely they have the saunas off, do they?
I struggle to believe that they have them saunas on, because if Jose even tried to give me a hug in the sauna, I'd box him around the gang.
Oh, like, the thing is, I go into a sauna and I actually have to try and switch off my mind, or else I'll have, like,
a panic attack.
Because I'm like, I'm inside in an oven.
The last thing I want to do is do thrusting motions in the hot steam, or like the hot air.
Like, feck that. So they're definitely just getting sprayed with a bit of water, and they're probably just simulating the sauna, do you reckon?
Any porn stars listening, do you mind writing in and just letting us know if you ever was in a sauna scene? I feel like they just light it really well and then they have a smoke machine. We did a sauna and then we did swimmy bits. No, we went for a swim, just in case you think we were having sex in the swimming pool as well. And then we got massages, right? We got a couple's massage, which I was loving.
Oh.
But then, as we were getting the massage, I started thinking, like, how weird it is. Like, it was like me and like my boyfriend, like, lying on separate beds, getting random strangers to rub our bodies, and we're paying no money. It was just so, and I couldn't stop thinking of that for the whole time I was getting the massage.
What's a couple's? I thought couples massages, are you doing it to each? No, that would make no sense.
Why would I be paying, babe, to go into a room and give Jose a massage?
So what makes it a couples massage? Are you looking at each other?
No, we're in the same room.
Are you holding hands or anything?
Nah.
Do you talk?
No.
But what's the point? Is it more expensive than a normal one?
I don't think so. I think you're just in the same room. You know the way they be getting notions and like trying to brand everything?
A couple's massage.
This place was pure highfalutin though.
Was it very notions?
Like, as in like notions. I went in there and they were like, okay, they were all talking like this. Okay. So we just need to find your energy sign. She made me smell 3 different oils, right? They were all the same. Like, I'm not messing. All smelled the same. Like, Jose, let me know now, but, like, I thought they smelled the same, right? I was like, yeah, I like that one. Thought so. Just so you know, you're a fire energy.
Oh, well, I take that.
I was half weak for myself for being a fire energy.
You're delighted.
Jose was an earth, which I was like, okay, I get it grounded, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, also a load of wank. Anyway, doing all the bits. But what I loved, they were going above and beyond with the hot towels on the feet and everything.
Oh, that's nice. That's a nice touch. Down.
I need to stop talking about it now because I want a massage and I don't have the money. Little do people know, when I was studying dance in Cork, I was doing a weekend course to become a remedial masseuse. But, like, I was like, oh, that's grand now. When I have a fella, like this, I was sitting in the class actually when I was doing
the course.
I loved studying it because I got massages all the time because we all had to, like,
practice on each other. Yeah.
There was one fella,
righty bag.
He owned his own gym. He was like a bodybuilder. He was like 20, like, so he, I was probably like 18 or something, but he was like probably like 24. Ripped, like the most ripped, like he was so big. And one day I got paired with him and I was massaging him and he was like,
what's that touching my leg?
No, but he was like, PJ, you're so good at massage. Like, you're so good.
Oh,
because
my
I
God.
Was giving it socks because I wanted to impress him because he was such a ride.
You were nearly evaporating with the sweat.
But anyway, the why I said
no,
that,
continue the story. I'm so into it.
No, but that was it. But I was so awkward because, like, I was obviously really attracted to this person.
No, but the thing is, you actually are unreal at them. Remember that time my body was broken? I was doing a load of Jimmy bits and I had a few auditions in the 1 week. I remember I was like, oh, I'll treat myself to like a massage. And I paid £60 for a 40-minute session in Covent Garden. I'm not going to name and shame, but honestly,
I'm not going to name and shame, but magic hands name on pain.
No,
them.
To be honest, I'm not going to name and shame because I can't even remember the name of the gaff.
Okay.
But like, I remember her doing it and I was like, is she going to start this anytime soon? First of all, as well, like, I'm a chatty person, right? Okay, shock horror, we're all aware of it. It's a fact. But when I'm going to get my massage done, I want to switch off, obviously.
Oh, yeah, obviously, don't talk to me.
And she obviously gathered that I was gay, and, like, as soon as, like, that was out there, it was, so do you watch Drag Race? And I was like, I want you to rub my body and make me feel brand new because I feel crippled. And you're asking me about RuPaul's fucking Drag Race. You know what I mean? I just wasn't in the humour. And I wasn't, like, I went in and obviously I was like feeling kind of bad. My body was all over the gaff. I left feeling worse. She then started telling me at the end, she was like, you know, I'll be really good. Tennis ball. And I was like, no, well, I wouldn't need a tennis ball on my spine if you did your job and massaged
properly.
Me.
Properly.
You know what I mean? And I came home and I was actually, I rang my mum afterwards and I was like, I'm out of wasting 60 quid, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
I was crying and then I came home. And PJ was like, what's wrong with you? And I was like, I've just wasted 60 quid in massage and like it's done nothing for me. And you went, babe, you do know I'm a remedial masseuse.
I love throwing that out. And I like, love doing the bits. You know I'm a remedial masseuse, right?
And then you were like, oh, do you want me to...
give you a massage.
Give you a massage. And I was like, oh, would you mind? And then you literally, you were unbelievable at it. But as well, like... some bits kind of painful, but like it made a difference to me, you know what
yeah.
I mean? But that's what I want. I don't want someone pussyfooting around and, you know, like touching me on the back with their fingertips.
Yeah, and that's the one thing, like I hate when you go for a massage. Like if I want to be tickled, I'll go play with my nephew and niece. I don't want to go paying 60 quid for you to tickle me with oil.
Babe, get stuck in and start kneading those muscles like you're baking a loaf of bread.
I want you to be causing yourself to get serious arthritis in those fingers when you're older because you're digging into my back so hard.
You know someone's a good masseuse when they're crippled with arthritis in their fingers. Like, in future, I'm going to take a look at their fingers before I agree to get a massage by someone.
Waffling again, like, we need to calm down.
But we have to do the ketchup-y bits at the start.
Oh, yeah.
It's not waffle, it's entertainment bit.
Okay, let's go on to the theme.
Let's.
So the theme for this week is... the comeback.
Alexa, play It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion. See what I did there?
Iconic.
All Coming Back to Me Now.
It's
the comeback.
All Coming Back to Me Now. Radio edit won by Celine Dion from Spotify.
Give it to us.
I love it.
Hook it to my veins. This intro gives me chills.
I want Celine Dion to stand on my throat with her high heels. There were
nights when the don't wind ruin it. Was so
cold. Sing it, girl.
Froze in bed if I just listen to it right outside the window. There were days when the sun was so cruel.
They play this at the end of every Irish wedding, I'm sure.
It's always the last song, isn't it?
Everyone linking arms and swaying.
The DJ always saves it for the one more tune, yeah. One more tune. It's always Celine.
Crying in the instant that you left. And I can't.
Who would leave her? Who would leave Celine?
I know. This is actually one of my favourite love ballads.
Hold my hand.
Bring us back down, Celine, before you build us back up.
Oh.
I just want to be held.
I'm crying.
I just want to be touched.
Are you going to say it?
Coming back.
And that's it. Stop her now. We just need to get to It's All Coming Back.
I could listen to that now for the day, but obviously it's a full-on ballad and we've listened to it all night.
Also, I would start crying if we listened to any more because it's so iconic.
It's so good and I love Celine Dion.
Celine Dion in general is a mood. Do you see her Instagram?
Oh, she's so funny. She's a comedian.
She's a mood. She's pure French.
Huh?
She's pure French.
What do you mean she's pure French?
She acts pure French-like.
She's French-Canadian. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, but they're still French too, no?
What do you mean she's pure French? Because I'd say the French are shy-crack. I'd say the Canadians are a bit of a laugh.
Really? I think she's pure, like, funny French girl.
I don't think the French are funny, are they?
You can't say that all of France isn't funny.
Name one funny French person.
Celine Dion.
No, she's Canadian, you gum.
French-Canadian babe.
From Canada, not France.
But you can, are you not still French if you're French-Canadian?
No, she's a francophone. She probably speaks French.
What's a francophone mean?
Someone who speaks French. Oh my God.
Okay, so the theme for this week is The Comeback, inspired by the revival of Supermarket Sweep, starring our very own Kevin Toomey.
Guys, who was watching my guest appearance on Supermarket Sweep?
I was like a proud mammy.
We had such a laugh watching it the other night, didn't we?
Were you not afraid that by going on Supermarket Sweep you would become like a viral meme, but like in a bad way?
Oh, I was like, I'm definitely going to be turned into a gif. You know what I mean? So first of all, a week before the episode aired, we got a call to say that, because we recorded like last month.
Yeah.
And they rang us the week before and we're like, we've just sent you an email just to leave you know your episode's going to be on this Monday, whatever. Take a look at the document we attached. It was a document from ITV on how to deal with online bullying. That absolutely sent me. I got a tuck in my heart. I had a knot in my stomach and I was like, oh my God.
I just looked at the edit of the show and we're just sending you this because you come across like a dickhead.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, wait a second now. There's nobody CC'd into this email. I was like, has she sent all these emails out individually? Or am I the only one getting this? You know what I mean? Like, does she know something that I don't? So that had me up the walls. But like when it came to actually watching it, it was just a scream. Like, it was just a laugh.
It was literally such a laugh. Lads, if you haven't seen already, watch it because I've never seen Kevin so up to 90 in my life. It was you holding, hovering your hands above the buzzer.
I think I peaked in my career when I was on Supermarket Sweep and the first question that I answered correctly was when they asked to give us two words that rhymed and they gave us two clues and the clues were hit me baby one more time and trimming the hedges, and I buzzed in straight away and said Britney Spears and garden shears.
I was up to 90 because he didn't have the words out of his mouth. You had the button pressed. Everyone thought you were cheating.
Like the audience went silent because they were like, no way could that be right. And people, like even you were saying, oh my God, did you see his card? But it just in that moment I was like, I had Britney Spears in my head obviously. Because once he said, hit me baby one more time,
yeah,
obviously. And then I was just thinking of words that rhymed with Spears. And Britney Spears and garden cheers.
It was like Spot the Gay Friends on Supermarket Sweep.
Literally, they tell you not to search your name on Twitter and stuff. Like for fear of like seeing bad things written about you, you know what I mean? Because it can be triggering. But of course, I'm going to Google it. I'm nosy out.
Babe, we had the live feed up when the show was going. Okay. I had my laptop, my phone. I was searching everything. I was on hashtag Supermarket Sweep. Kevin Toomey on the other one. I had a Google alert set up for Craig and Kevin.
And you would even say, you're like, if you're not getting trolled by anyone, you're like, I'm going to troll you.
Oh, I was thinking of trolls already. I was like, can't hear him with the lace. I was like, did hair and makeup do a lot of blush on your man's cheeks? Or is that his rosacea? I had them all ready to go.
But the thing is, then everyone then who mentioned Irish lads on Supermarket Sweep were all going on about Craig and how handsome he was.
They were like, who's the righty ginger fella? Like, who's that hot Irish ginger on Supermarket Sweep? You like, they're not saying nothing about me.
It was my bad side to the camera, which I was raging about. So I kept trying to like angle my body to Ryland, but then my face away.
And you got so close to winning then.
Lads. If you do watch it, if you can watch it on the ITV Hub.
Oh, spoiler alert, they got close to winning.
We made it. I did the final sweep, racked up like 350 quid in the trolley without an inflatable. I know you might be like, oh, what a dickhead, didn't even grab an inflatable. But like,
For people who've never watched Supermarket Sweep like me before, like this, that was the first episode I've ever watched, I'm sure.
That's crazy.
But like, basically an inflatable is like you grab it and it's a bonus.
It's a bonus. Basically, the last round, you all go head to head. You have to try and put as much stuff in your trolley as you can, like, to make up the most money. But there's certain rules, like, you can only have three of certain...
That took ages, sorry. The inflatables are more points. Can we just continue with the story?
Right, there's no need for the snore.
You were reading out the terms and conditions. I couldn't deal.
Well, if you don't know what it is, then look it up.
I do love that they're doing a bit of a revival, though, with the old game shows. Like,
yeah.
I'd love if they brought back Gladiators.
They did for a bit.
Did they?
They brought back Gladiators for a bit.
Gladiators ready! Contestants ready!
Gladiators were so unreal because all the Gladiators, the male ones, were handsome.
They were snacky backs, babe.
They were all righty backs.
And they were all in spandex. And like, I used to watch WWE as well, and I used to be getting all the wrestlers just because it's basically boys' Barbies. Do you know what I mean?
I used to hate wrestling.
I used to not be into it either, but I loved all the girls. I was weak for all Trish Stratus and then.
But, like, it was there anything worse? Because, like, I hung around with all lads in the estate, like, when I was growing up, because, you know, pure mask. And, you know, and they'd be like, oh, do you want to do wrestling? And I'm like, no, I don't want to do play fighting. You know what I mean? And as well, you know what I used to hate? I don't know if anyone else did this, but the lads that I hung around with, like, they used to say, oh, do you want to play Jackass? You know, like Jackass, the TV show.
And they'd just be hurting each other.
Just hurting each other. Or they used to go down the hill on like a kid's bike and bash into the curb. And I was like, sorry, but I don't want to do that. Like, they'd always be like, oh, do you want to play Jackass? And I'd go and sit on the rock. at the end of the meal. Why would you want to do that to yourself?
You hate any roughhousing.
And also, I stopped hanging around with one of the lads in the park because we used to go to his gaff to play Lego, right? And I used to be kind of into the Lego bits because I used to like build my like perfect city, you know what I mean?
Your castle. Princess castle.
And then we spent ages making this lovely, gorgeous town together. And then he'd grab his dinkies. Why does dinkies sound so funny when I'm saying it so loud? But he'd grab his dinkies then and just bash.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This actually happened, but he used to grab his dinkies.
Why is dinkies such a funny word?
What are they called? Are they called dinkies? I'm doubting it.
They're small cars.
Small like. Toy cars, for those of you who don't know what we're on about.
Is dinkies just a cork word?
Is dinkies just cork?
Hot wheels, like they're hot wheels.
Well, like they could be anything. They're smally cars, like.
Smally cars, yeah.
But he used to get the smally cars and bash them into the town and the
that
city.
That you just spent ages on.
Literally, right. And he used to absolutely send me and I'd be like, what the heck? It's happening. And I remember one time I got so annoyed. I was like, I'm always to be reading all my neighbours. But one time I just got so annoyed and I was like, and I'd asked him prior to it. I was like, can we not knock it down? But then he was like, nah. And he starts bit, because we were in his gaff and they were his Legos. Yeah. So we kind of, he had like final say, but he like bashed it into all them. So I got up and left, right? This is hilarious.
You're so dramatic.
So I got up.
What
and
age were you?
I don't know. Young, if I was doing Lego and dinkies, like. But left. Went home in a huff, right? And then he came down with his dad. And his dad was like, oh, Kevin needs to help put away the Lego and the dinkies. Because he was playing with them. And then I was like, no, I'm not. Because I was like, I had them all set up nicely. And he bashed them all over the gas. But I still had to go up in the end, obviously. Because I was only a child and as an adult telling me what to do. So I was like, okay.
Were you raging?
Oh, I was raging. Never went back to play Legos and dinkies in the gaff again.
How rude.
What were we on about?
But the one thing I will say, though, is that there are some people bringing back everything. Like, Disney doesn't have an original idea to float around these days.
Wouldn't they just write another one? They're basically just bringing them all back.
All the writers in the Disney writing room are like, will we do another film? And then they'll go, Little Mermaid remake it is.
No.
But they don't do nothing.
What are they getting paid for rehashing the same ideas? But, like, literally, they're getting paid money to do the same thing. Like, not one original idea in their head.
I'm living for a Little Mermaid remake.
Living for the Little Mermaid remake. Like, I can't wait to see who they have playing Ariel's dad.
I'm just weak that Queen Latifah is playing Ursula.
Oh my god, that is going to be iconic. On the Disney thing as well, we did go and see the remake of Aladdin, which I was actually very pleasantly surprised by.
We stan a feminist Jasmine.
Oh my god. What about her coming out with her ballad midway through and it was like a Eurovision entry? She had a shaking inside in the Vue cinema.
Literally, it was like Eurovision entry.
Oh, she was so good and she was stunning. And also, while we're on it, Aladdin was a snack.
Now,
kind of not as on it with the vocals as Jasmine was.
But dancing.
But he was fab at the dancing and also, more importantly, was a snack. And also, the evil fella Jafar was a snack as well. Like, I was so afraid of him, but also so into him. So I was like,
afraid of him, babe. You're not a child going to see Panto.
No, but the thing is, like, I was obsessed with Aladdin growing up. When I was in secondary school, we did Aladdin the Panto, right? I remember because I was playing football as well at the time. I couldn't make a match because I had a Panto show.
Yeah.
And I remember it was after training session and the coach went, he was like, so we have a match Sunday. And I was like, oh God, I have a matinee.
Excuse me, I actually can't make the match because I have a matinee.
So that's literally what happened. So he was like, okay, so we have a match. We're playing whoever away. And I was like, do I say it now or what? And he was like, is there anyone who can't make it because like I'm making it with the teams tonight or whatever? And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, no, you know what? Fuck it. I put up my hand and I was like, I won't be there on Sunday. I was like, I'm in the panto, like that. And like the lads on my team definitely didn't know I was doing all the dancing bits.
Did they erupt?
But I just panicked and they were all skit laughing. They were like, Kevin's the horse in the panto. And I was like,
that's all they
could think of. That's all they were saying. I was like, no, I'm not. I'm actually dancing in the kids' chorus. Yeah, but anyway, what a laugh.
What other Disney film needs to come back though?
Well, they brought back The Lion King and everyone was saying that's a flop.
That sent me though, because sorry now, I didn't want to know what a real warthog looked like. Like, I was happy with what Pumbaa was.
I know, Timon and Pumbaa were perfect the way they were.
Pumbaa in The Lion King, the real life looking warthog, is what my sleep paralysis demon looks like when I wake up in the middle of the night. It's the scariest thing.
I haven't seen it. Is it really
scary? Don't do it yourself. It's scary as fuck.
Really?
It's so scary.
And they're aiming it at kids.
Yeah, it's terrifying. And the hyenas and all, they're all...
Oh my God, like they were scary as a cartoon, not to mention as a bloody live action remake.
I know. I
but do they use real animals? Because all I'm picturing is...
No, babe.
Yeah, but you couldn't direct hyenas, could you? Guys, we're going to have to do it again. You did it all wrong.
Where's the hyena trainer? Get the hyena trainer in. Did they use real animals?
I haven't seen it, and I haven't, because the thing is, I was going to see it, and then I saw that it got some, like, 62% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God. Because the thing is, what it basically is so is what? Like, it's like Blue Planet with Beyonce doing the backing, as opposed to David Attenborough.
It's Blue Planet with Beyonce as the soundtrack.
That's all it is.
But also, sorry, you know, I couldn't, like, when you hear her, Beyonce's voice, you can't think. It wasn't like Simba and Nala falling in love. It was Simba and Beyonce having the ride. Like, it was so funny. Also, what about every Tom, Dick and Spice Girl coming back doing a reunion tour then?
I know, which we obviously live for because it's like Spice Girls or whatever.
Like, Power to the World.
Oh, Spice of Your Life, like. Oh my God.
Which one were you? Oh, you were Baby, I already knew.
I was Baby. She was my favourite. But having watched clips of the tour back, I was like, actually, Scary was...
She served it on the reunion tour.
Ripping every stage a new asshole. She was iconic.
Do you know my favourite part of that whole tour?
What?
Is that Posh didn't go.
Oh my God.
Like, how iconic. They rang her and they were like, we're doing a reunion tour. It's going to be iconic. We're going to tour the world. Everyone's going to be... She goes, 2 seconds there. David. David, come here. You'll never believe who's on the phone. Yeah, the girls. They want to do a reunion tour. Like, I don't have time for that at all.
All the kids in the background screaming, oh, mummy, how funny.
Brooklyn, be quiet. I'm talking to Ginger.
But that's the thing. Ginger got ripped in the tour because apparently they were calling Ginger Spice Stepford Spice because apparently she was very, like, rigid and wasn't doing many bits.
Really?
Apparently she lacked stage presence. Now, that isn't me dragging her, so if you're a diehard Spice fan and you're coming for me, like, this is what I've heard. I didn't go to the tour. This is what my insider gaze, like, relayed to me.
It was iconic though, and the production was stunning.
Everyone else is coming back as well. Westlife are back, are they?
Well, yeah, my sister, I'm skitting, she is a diehard Westlife fan, right?
Really?
And she was coming back for a wedding in Ireland. She found out Westlife were doing a concert. She extended her trip that was meant to be like 2 weeks to 5 weeks so she could see them. Like, was out of work for 5 weeks so she could see feckin' them sit on a stool on that stage and sing Oh Mandy.
Is there any of them Ridey in it?
Nicky.
Which one was he?
Nicky from Westlife, the one that shaved his head in the music
video. Oh, yeah, and he's presenting the Irish Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
He's a bit ride.
Pure Irish ride, though, isn't he?
Yeah, Irish ride, which is good ride.
Keane is a pure annoying one, he'd be at three drinks before you go out and you'd be like, shh, would you ever shut up?
He'd be pure putting on Mr. Brightside by The Killers, like when you're having pre-drinks and you're like, would you stop?
Would you shut up? Who else is coming back?
Are the Sugar Babes coming back? Did I read that?
They better be coming back.
I'd love for like them to come back, but like, but who even was in and the Sugar Babes in the end?
Showing hints that he keeps missing.
Siobhan was one of the originals, wasn't she? Yeah. The Ginger. No. The video for Push the Button was so hot.
Yeah, and they were just throwing all the lads around their
suits.
Yeah,
and they were like taking their ties off in the elevator and they were like doing all the bits.
Do you know who I want to come back?
Who?
S Club.
S Club, yeah.
Because there ain't no party like an S Club party.
There is in PJ, you know that. There's actually no. And as well, S Club Junior were iconic.
Oh
also.
My god, we stand Puppy Love.
We stand Puppy Love. And that other bop, Automatic. You know, Automatic High, that was a bop.
I heard that's about dropping D10s in the Marys. But like, why are they bringing, letting S Club Juniors bring out a song called Automatic High? It's pure about taking drugs. I want, ready?
Okay.
Rachel Stevens,
yeah.
Holly Valance, Jamelia.
That's a good three, isn't it?
That's iconic.
I just want an Irish female supergroup.
Oh my god, iconic who?
So I'm talking, okay, so I want Una Healy from the Saturdays.
Amazing.
I want Samantha Mumba.
Iconic.
And Nadine Coyle.
Where can we start the crowdfunding campaign for that?
Sorry, name a better trio in a female group. I'll wait.
Who would be lead?
Now, that's where we're going to have maybe a bit of...
Will they share lead?
I think for different tracks, they'd probably... Like, Una would maybe take a few of the ballady, slowery ones.
Yeah.
Samantha would take the more upbeaty, boppy ones. Boppy and tunes. Then Nadine would take the ones...
The iconic gay bops. She would. Let's call a spade a spade.
The smelly pain. Why did they stop happening? The smelly pain were iconic.
Why wouldn't you want to smell a stunning fragrance as you write your literature?
In your copybook?
What a laugh.
Do you know people in England don't call copybooks copies?
What do they call them?
They call them notebooks. Pro posh.
Remember, you get your first copy and you have to make sure the first page of it is stunning.
The best handwriting you ever did in your life.
I don't think I've ever been more nervous than writing in the first page of a copybook.
You'd go home after your first week of school back in September and your homework would be taking you the entire night because you'd be up to 90 writing on that first page.
And then you'd be snapping if you make a mistake and have to rip it out.
Oh, you'd rip it out.
Then you have to tear and you'd be up to 90.
I'd just get my mum to get me a new copy. I'd be like, nah, I can't deal with that. That's sending me that rip. You know what they could bring back as well?
What?
Groovy chick.
Groovy
because now
chick.
I won't have any of the shame of wanting to purchase it. Do you know what I mean?
I do love a groovy chick.
Like, the thing is, if I was growing up, like, and if I wasn't dealing with, like, my internalised homophobia, I would have had a room destroyed in groovy chick. I would have been a groovy chick girl. I just know it. But unashamedly, you know what I mean?
I think I would have been a Bratz girl.
Fuck, that sounds way better.
You're very groovy chick, I think.
I'm very groovy chick.
I'm very Bratz.
I'm very groovy chick lunchbox, haven't
I? No, you are. I think if we were to categorise us by girls' toys growing up, I would be Bratz Energy in your groovy chick lunchbox.
But I'm actually happy about that.
Yeah, me too. Oh my god, what else needs to come back is... Remember Solero shots.
Oh my god, yeah. And holidays used to be loving the Solero shots.
That was a summer mood. For people that don't know, they were like these little green ice things, but they were literally like crack cocaine. I was nearly snorting them up my nose, they were so good.
When you're on holidays, in between the time when you have your breakfast and when you have your dinner in the evening, you know what I mean? Because your parents would be bringing you out most nights. All you'd consume would be Lay's, Solero shots and sandwich natas. You know, the ice burgers. Yeah. Literally, that's what your diet would consist of on holidays.
That and then you go in for the ketchup dance to work it all off.
Are Banshee Bun crisps still available? That's what I want to know.
If they are and we don't have them in the house, I'm so disappointed in us.
The thing is, I don't think Banshee Buns were in England. I think Banshee Buns are an Irish thing and they're all.
I think they're made by Perry or something. So yeah,
Perry.
I think they're Irish.
And Hot Lips, are they gone? They're
I think
in,
Hot
I feel.
Lips are in. I think they changed the recipe.
Also, what were they called? Rancheros. They're gone, aren't they?
Rancheros can't be gone.
Rancheros were unreal.
They were unreal. You know what else needs to come back?
What?
Calpol.
Whilst we're on the topic of food, sorry, but hook Calpol to my veins, put in an IV drip and feed it to me non-stop.
Like, Calpol was in England as well, right?
Surely, what did the kids take otherwise?
I was literally pretending to be sick to get a swig of that Calpol.
Oh my god.
You know, I have a business idea that I think is going to be really successful, so I don't even want to say it on the podcast until I have a patent.
Yeah.
But basically, I'm going to let you in, lads, because I know you won't rob it on me. I want to make an energy drink that tastes like Calpol.
I love it. Sorry, but that's such a good idea.
Show me someone who wouldn't drink it.
Would it still have the baby's face at the front?
Yeah.
I wonder what the Calpol baby looks like now that they're grown up.
Does anybody know what the Calpol baby is doing now?
Do you remember Mars Delight?
No.
Mars did a bar called Mars Delight for a while, and it was like two bars. It was almost like a cross between a Milky Way crispy roll and a Kinder Bueno and a Mars bar. It was like if all of them were to hop into a room and do a orgy bukkake thing and create a love child, it would have been the Mars Delight.
It sounds iconic.
It was unreal with a cup of tea, the Mars Delights were, honestly. So guys, what would you like to see make a comeback? If there's anything we're forgetting, and there actually is so many things like from our childhood and stuff that like could make a comeback. So what do you think should make a comeback? Leave us know. Drop us as a DM. Or if you fancied, send us an email to our new email address. heysis@imgrandmam.com.
I don't know why I said that. Okay guys, so it's time for your favourite section of the podcast.
This is literally my favourite section. I feel like the rest of the podcast is just a build up to this moment.
Me too. So this is Mam Knows Best.
Yeah.
It's a section where you write in your questions and we pick two for our mam's answer.
Yeah, exactly. And they give their 2 cents on it, we give our 2 cents.
So will I go first?
Perfect, yeah. Fire away.
Okay, so the question for Nuala Kirby this week is, what's the best way to get over a breakup? Prayer hands.
Aww. That's sad, isn't it?
That is hard. It is really hard. But it mightn't be sad. It might be a relief.
Yeah.
We don't know the situation, yeah. I suppose.
Well, I've never been through a breakup, so I'm not going to be much of a help on this one.
It's a toughie, I'm not going to lie.
What did Nuala say first?
So I wrote to my mum and I said, "Mum, can you help this fella out?" Or person, it's anonymous. Okay, so keeping it consistent, Nuala starts off with, "Dear listener."
I love continuity, she's in it.
"A lot of factors depend on what answer I give. Like how long you were in the relationship, were you living together, who broke up with who, how deeply in love you were. But in spite of all these questions, I actually just think either way you'll be grieving. And what the stages you're going to go through are shock, anger, and eventually acceptance. So good luck, you are strong, and you can do this."
Aww.
Yeah, so it is a hard one to answer because
It's a full process. It doesn't just happen overnight.
And also, we don't know what the situation was. Like, were you together? Were you engaged? Were you living together? So obviously, if we had more details, news would help you out more. But I do think that is really good advice because no matter what stage you were at in the process, you're still going to go into this grieving stage where it's going to be like, you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm no longer with this person.
Yeah.
This was kind of my identity for a while. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you're going to be like, well, fuck that fuck boy. Like, they wrecked my life. Or they'd be like, you'll just be angry at
I'm
them.
Way better without them, yeah. Yeah. Kinda, they didn't deserve me.
What I found helped me in previous breakups and stuff is just talking to my mum, to be honest.
Yeah.
But if you're not close to your mum, then, like, keeping your friends really close to you and just remembering that, like, just because you're not going out with someone doesn't mean you're alone. Like, because you have so many people that love you. Like, your family loves you. Your friends love you, and as long as you keep them close. Just on the other side of that, if you do get into a relationship, make sure that you don't exclude anyone just in a relationship, because if you do break up, then you're kind of fucked. Because
that's what I was going to say. Make sure you're not one of those, you know, one of those girls who like bonks everyone once she finds a fella.
Yeah.
Like, I hated that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or like if fellas do it as well, like, but just make sure that like you keep your relationship strong with everyone, your friends, your family, because they're the ones who are there for you at the end of the day. And I know, like, you might be in a loving relationship and it might be going amazingly, but that doesn't mean you should not keep those relationships alive. But when you're in a breakup situation, lean on your friends, lean on your family, and you're going to get through this, babe. And send us a DM if you're feeling down, and we'll be here for you as well. But breakups are really hard, like, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Like, but also plenty more fellas in the sea, you know what I mean?
Yeah, or girlies.
Or girlies, or whatever you're into. But, like, that's the one thing for me, like, I'd say, like, if it didn't end up working out, it probably didn't work out for a reason. Like, one thing that my mum would always say to me is, like, what's for you won't go by you with. If you weren't in the relationship too long, like, get back on that bandwagon, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. What my mum says is so right, like, everyone is strong and you can do this. So just good luck, babe.
Yeah.
You got this.
We're rooting for you.
Nules, me, Kev and Phil are rooting for you.
Yeah. Okay, so the question posed to my mam was, how do mams really feel when we move away from home? Which is already triggering, like...
Oh, that's triggering me already. I'm so happy my mam didn't answer that because I would be in floods.
I feel like that's what's going to happen. But no, my mam wrote back to me and said, okay... So how do our mams really feel when we move away? From my own experience, I was broken. Like, that's... Okay. I will always remember the day I left Kevin in Essex. Thank God... She actually said TG, which I live for. Thank God the sun was shining because the sunglasses masked the tears as I waved to Kevin from the bus.
No.
And even thinking about it now brings it all back. Yes, it's upsetting and a huge wrench... But things change constantly, and that's what life is all about. To be honest, as long as you call home a couple of times a week and let us mammies know when you're okay, then we do slowly but surely get used to it and look forward and appreciate the free caps lock WhatsApp call or the unexpected visit home. So whether you move to Clonmel or Dublin or London or Asia, for me the most important thing is I know you're safe and you keep in contact. Just even a simple I'm okay text will do. Kiss.
That's so lovely.
I'm going to have to call her now as soon as we finish this, by the way.
That's so lovely. Everybody ring your mams after this podcast and tell them you love them.
But you know what? If you are away from home, like, people probably do it already anyway. But, like, and I can even be guilty of it if I've had a busy week and stuff where, you know, because you're just, you're busy, like.
Yeah, it's really hard. There's sometimes no alright when I find myself being like, oh my God, I haven't talked to my mum in ages. And I ring on her, I'm like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, Ash, I know you're busy, like, but that's no excuse. I still need to ring her.
Yeah. If you're living away from home, give your mum a buzz after listening to this and tell her.
Do.
Just chat to her, like. And even if you're living at home, go and chat to your mum, because...
She's only in the other room.
Mums are lovely. No, that's... I can remember the day that I first left my mum, like, and I was... I spoke about it in the podcast before. I was...
In bits.
In bits, like, I couldn't eat for the day. And I remember just thinking it was the saddest thing ever. Like, the thing is, even I love, like, FaceTiming my mum or WhatsApp calling her, even though I spend half the time looking at her feckin' forehead because she doesn't know where the camera is.
My mum never shows me full face.
I think it's always just the forehead that we're going to get from the mums.
Why? But, like, why? I don't understand it at all. What, like, way are they holding the phone?
You can see the video back.
That I can't
see. I remember one time I video called my mum and I was looking at her ear for ages. I thought the video was gone, or I thought her camera was broken, but she didn't know that it was a video call, so she was just on the phone to me and had it up to her ear.
And you know, sometimes when you ring someone and it rings for ages and you're like, okay, they're not going to answer. I know that my mum is, but I know what she's doing is she's looking at the phone at arm's length and she's going, who's that? And then it takes her another 5 seconds to press answer. So I know she knows I'm ringing her, but she's just taking ages to answer because she's staring at the phone.
That's literally it. Ma'am, thanks so much for giving us that bit of advice. Obviously, we can't really offer too much on that, really.
Yeah, because we're not mothers.
Because we're not mams and our children haven't left us. Also, whilst I'm on the subject, it's my mam's birthday this week. Mam, happy birthday.
Woo! Happy birthday, babe.
Love you to bits. And Phil, I hope it's the best birthday ever.
Phil, we're going to have a big gin and tonic now when I'm back. Does she drink gin?
She does. Yeah, she loves the gin. Next time you're over, mam, we'll celebrate in style. I'll take you to the shard, bitch.
Thanks for the mammies for giving that sage advice again. We stan.
We love it.
So that's it.
That's it. Another episode done. Episode 13. Unlucky for some, but we did it.
Yeah, unlucky for some, but not us, bitch, because that was good.
That was fire.
But I think to wrap up, some stuff needs to stay in the past, but some stuff needs to come back.
Yeah.
I think that's the gist.
Yeah, literally. And mullets is another thing I want to add to my list of things that can stay in the past. Mullets.
I wouldn't mind a resurgence of a mullet.
I didn't mind a mullet on girl, but I remember there being in Wilton Shopping Centre last year and a fella rocking about with a mullet and I was thinking, am I stuck in a time warp?
But he's going to be someone now who never changes and then it comes around again and he's trendy again in a few years.
Oh my god, that's true, isn't it?
But I think that's it for this week anyway, lads. We kept you long enough. Go enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Have a scream.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.
Guanso, I talk to you later.
Talk to you soon. Go love on, you,
bye,
loads. Bye.
Bye. Tell my mum what's asking for when you ring
Take
her.
Take care. Happy birthday, ma'am.
Bye,
see ya. Bye.
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 Happy
bye.
Birthday,
bye.
Phil. Bye. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.